Hello. Oh, hi, baby. How are you? Just okay. Yeah, I'm just okay too. God, it has been so long since I've heard your voice. I know we just talked 2 days ago, but it feels like forever to me. Yeah, I know. I know, this situation isn't ideal for either of us, but hey, we've made it work this long. A couple more months isn't gonna end us. No, come on now. A couple more months is nothing compared to everything we've already been through. We're almost there. Come on, don't give up on me now. Yeah. God, I miss you too. Baby. Honey, are you crying? No, honey, it's okay. Just cry if you need to, okay? You can even yell at me for taking this stupid job. You can! I know you were never happy about it, and it forces me to be away from you for so long. I deserve to be yelled at. Yes! Come on, I mean it. If it'll help you feel better in any way, then yell at me. Do it. Come on, curse my name. Call me an idiot. Honey, do whatever you need to get it out, okay, baby? Oh, that is a low blow. I know you're upset and everything, but that is no reason to attack my fashion sense. That hat was a present from your mother. Oh, hold on. Did my ears deceive me? Was that a laugh that I just heard? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. It was. Oh. Did I actually get my grumpy goose to laugh a little bit? Oh, such a wonderful sound. You feeling any better, baby? Maybe? Oh, begrudgingly so, huh? Well, I'll take it as a victory this time. Look, baby, I know this has been so tough. Being apart for so long like this, and I'm really sorry. When I took this job, all I could see in my mind was that little house on 25th Street, you know, the one we've been dreaming of putting a down payment on since we moved in together. Yes. The one with the rose bushes in the front yard. I imagined finally being able to afford that down payment and how stunning you would look bent over working in the garden. Yes, I know for sure that was a real laugh that time. Oh, it is so good to hear you laugh again. Hey, do me a favor. No, I know you've already done many favors for me, but just do this one right now, okay? Come on. Okay, go to the window, the one facing downtown. No, just humor me, please. Are you there? Okay, good. Now, look up at the sky. What do you see? No, I'm not playing around. Just tell me what you see in the sky. Clouds. Okay. Is there anything else? Maybe behind the clouds? That's right, baby. The stars and the moon. What is so special about the stars and the moon? Baby, we are looking up at the exact same stars and the exact same moon. All those little twinkles, the way they form all those fantastic pictures in the sky, like a giant connect the dots puzzle. Those are all the same little twinkles that I am seeing. And that big, bright, almost full moon is the exact same beautiful mass that I am currently looking at. Even though we may be hundreds of miles apart, even though we may even be in different time zones, we are not so far away from each other that we can't share this together. So, darling, every night when you feel all alone and as if the time apart will never end, I just want you to look up at the moon and the stars and the vastness of the night sky. And know that I will be doing the same. And know that one day, very soon, we'll be together in our own little house, in our own little yard, looking up, hand in hand, at this very same moon. No distance between us. No time to distract us. Nothing can take that away. Soon, baby. Soon. It'll be just you and me and the moon.